everything you see. Okay. That's for Breast Cancer Month. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. There's more on Broadview. Stay with us.
Buzz. For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, International Academy of Style, a Redken School of Cosmetology, dares to present the unholy resurrection of Frightmare. The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks.
Just off Highway 80.
90,000 square feet of scares, thrills, and dark-hearted fun. The evil 3D Clown Town. Rikers Island Prison. The Black Hole. Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. One ticket, three scary attractions. Not recommended for kids under 8. People with heart problems. Or the pregnant. Frightmare 2011. Open tonight.
Sponsored in part by the drive-thru Baskin-Robbins in Sparks. And second location at the Galena Rayleigh Center.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board-certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Tune in Saturday at 10 a.m. to the Car Buyer Advisor, your first place to turn for everything automotive, connecting you with the finest local automotive products, services, and advice. This week's guests, Sergeant Pat Dyer, Sparks Police Department, Joe Husbodka, Matco Tools, Bob Marsh, Mr. Hubcap Wheel and Tire Center, local artist Annie McCormick, and Reno Rensport hosting this week's Mechanics Corner. That's the Car Buyer Advisor every Saturday at 10 a.m. only on 1270 The Buzz. Beep, 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 beep,
yeah. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
So today is October 22nd. Does that day ring a bell at all?
It's the day after the end of the world.
The day after doomsday. Harold Camping, in May, was a guest on Broadview. And he had figured out that it was going to be the end of the world on October 21st.
Right. But when we interviewed him, he was...
No, he said it wasn't coming up. He said this was the beginning of the end.
May 21st, right.
Right, was the beginning of the end. Everybody kind of misquoted him. But that's what he told me on my show, that it was the beginning of the end. And it was going to be the end October 21st. And everybody kind of rallied around and really bugged the heck out of him after May 21st came and went. But he really did say October 21st. So we've heard nothing from him at all, Harold Camping. And the end of the world was yesterday.
Yes. Today's the 22nd.
Is it just me and you now?
Yes. Oh, maybe nobody's listening because it all ended out there.
Well, it's Sean, too. Sean made it through.
Three of us.
Have you heard anything from Harold Camping? Anything about
it? Well, I just was on the internet looking. He has not made a statement yet.
Not one statement. Are they bugging
him?
So
it's interesting to see what his excuse will be this time. Because let's recap. He said the world was going to end in 94. Mm-hmm. Then he said it was going to start on May 21st. That was Judgment Day. And the people who had been judged well were going to disappear on May 21st. And then when that didn't happen, he said, well, God has judged us, but we're still here until October 21st.
Right.
Which is now past.
Yeah. So another doomsday comes and goes.
So another doomsday comes and goes.
Mm. Well...
And I firmly believe the people who make these predictions and are proven wrong deserve every ounce of ridicule they get because they steal people's life savings and they take away money from people who can't afford it. Mm-hmm. just because they've made these predictions.
That's right, because a lot of people from his congregation.
So Harold Camping. Yeah.
Let's give him another one. All right. So we're still around. Doomsday didn't happen. Harold Camping, poor old guy. I just can't even imagine. Yeah, it took all those people's savings and stuff trying to
Yeah, people sold their houses before May 21st because they thought that's when they were going to heaven.
Well, and you know what? I can see your point, but you know, come on. Hello, people.
Yeah, they're not very smart, are they?
Well, I don't know if it's even smarts. They're just too gullible. They're looking for someone else to manage their life and tell them what they believe. It's just hard to believe.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, by golly. Well, also, I was thinking that was one of your hot topics. Did you have any other hot topic you wanted to talk about? You were talking about media brainwashing.
Well, I got a kick out of the fact that, okay, Herman Cain went into this debate.
Oh, back to Herman Cain.
Just wanted to mention that because he was the front runner, now they all attacked him and his 999 plan.
Of course.
And this week, after the debate, Perry has come out and said he wants a flat tax now, too. So he's attacking him during the debate, but 2 days later he's coming around and he's going to do pretty much what...
Well, I think that's okay because you get good ideas from good people.
Right. So I guess...
At least it says he's open.
I guess this is his way of saying Herman Cain has a good idea.
Well, I think Herman Cain has a lot of good ideas.
And me too.
Yeah.
I really like that 999 plan.
What do you think? I shouldn't bring this up. This might not... I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Do you think that a lot of... I'm not going to say African Americans because they're not. Black Americans?
That's what he wants to be called, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's what they are. I'm a white American.
He says I'm not African, so don't call me that.
I love him more and more every day.
He's cool.
He is cool.
And I bet you liked it when he broke into Impossible Dream on the stage.
Yes, and he could sing.
The lights weren't working or something wasn't working, so he was just
But there was someone home.
Stall for time, so he just started singing Impossible Dream.
Yeah, I like him. I think he is a kick in the old booty. I really do. And he's got a good sense of humor. He's got some good ideas. He is a businessman. They're trying to take him apart. I was talking to a Democrat just the other day, and I said, you better rethink things. Maybe you want to join the Republicans.
Seriously.
Well, because they voted for Obama. And I said, there's Cain. If that's your reason behind it, because this was what she said. Man, we need a black man in there. Black. I said, well, you got your black man. How about another black man?
Here's a cute
Come
thing.
On over to the Republicans.
You know how everybody always says it's not rocket science when they're trying to say something as simple and talk about rocket scientists?
Yeah, right.
And they're trying to make Herman Cain, they're trying to call him simple. Washington Post came right out and said he's simple. And then at the debate, the other Republicans are trying to make it, well, he's just naive. He just doesn't understand if he thinks that plan can work. Herman Cain really is a rocket scientist. It's just hilarious that they're trying to make it look like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, of course they've got to do
that. The man came out of college with a mathematician's degree and went to work for the Navy on their missiles. He really is a rocket scientist.
You need to be his campaign manager.
I should be. I wrote him an email and said, can we interview you on Broadville? Broadview.
On Broadville.
Broadville.
Can we interview you in Broadville on Broadview? Well, hey, keep at that.
Yeah.
Would that be something?
I'd love to talk to him.
Will you pay his airfare?
Hell.
Okay. He's coming then, huh?
Yeah, he's on his
Glenda.
Way. Hey, Glenda. Actually, a lot of these guys are boycotting Nevada. That's going to change now if they move the...
Why are they boycotting Nevada?
You didn't know
what's
about
the
that?
What's the science behind that?
Because they moved Nevada moved their primary to
January. Okay. The February into January.
To support the Republican Party, they said they were going to boycott the caucuses in Nevada.
It does make us look a little ridiculous.
Yeah, like that we have to be first or something.
Well, no, or we have to be last in most things. We're just looking for something to be first.
If they move it to February, then they'll be okay and they'll be able to come to campaign in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll be able to get them.
Flying back from the Super Bowl. We'll have him next Saturday.
I'm thinking I'm flying him somewhere.
Hey, you're
Aren't
the campaign
you the owner
manager.
Of the show?
You're the campaign manager. The owner of the show. You're so funny. Here was something else that I found I wanted to talk about real quickly. You know, the Second Amendment is just stepped on every day of our life, and Chicago is doing it again. Just another case showing how they would deny law-abiding citizens their Second Amendment rights. The SKS rifle owner prevails in Chicago, though. The assault weapon case? In this case, JP, I don't know if you heard about it. It was supported by the NRA, David Lawson. He had previously been a plaintiff in McDonald versus Chicago. He challenged the decision by the city of Chicago not to allow him to register two normal SKS rifles with fixed 10-round magazines. Who knows why he needs these? Although the rifles do not meet Chicago's definition of an assault weapon, Chicago refused registration because they were convertible into assault weapons. I mean, anything can be converted, right? I mean, almost. The city denied the registration in spite of the fact that Chicago has a separated provision for dealing with registered rifles that they have converted into assault rifles. After registration, they take care of that. Following an initial rejection and preliminary appeal before a hearing examiner, the case was appealed to the city court. The judge ruled the hearing examiner had to take evidence as to whether the guns were actually capable of accepting a detachable magazine, which is one of the criteria that, you know, that's how they define the rifle as an assault weapon, sent the case back to a hearing examiner. And at the hearing, Mr. Lawson and his counsel presented the SKS rifles for examination by the court, but the two expert witnesses for the city, both police officers, refused to even touch them. The judge ruled in favor of Mr. Lawson and ordered the rifles to be accepted for registration. Hip, hip, Chicago.
Chicago keeps losing these gun control battles. I don't know why they keep trying.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for listening to Broadview. Thank you, JP. And to hear JP's Moments of Common Sense and the Archives of Moments, check him out at jpattitude.com. You are listening to KBZZ Sparks Reno. Thank you.